Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody tune in. Everybody needs to hear this. This is a big thing that is going on. Listen, your time is now. It's time to be found. You are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am the one and only Talk Dude. And on the other side of this line is the one and only, there will never be another one. Believe me. Believe me. Comedy Organic, okay. Organic, speak up. Come on, let them know you're here. He loves to do this and then yell at me. All right. Just ignore him, okay? All right, listen. It is 7 o'clock here on the program. We invite a lot of you to call in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Let us know what you want to do this Disabled Awareness Month. Because that's right, October is Disabled Awareness Month. It goes on all. Halloween is one night a year, one day. But I'll tell you one thing. Disabled Awareness Month is all of October. And that deserves special notice. The disabled, they need you to acknowledge them. And don't just acknowledge them. Get involved. Come on, do something special this October. Spice up your life a little bit. Add some routine to an otherwise mundane existence. Do something. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Let me just say this. Being a disabled person, I didn't always acknowledge the fact that there was such a thing as Disabled Awareness Month. I didn't know about it. Was there? Is this something they founded recently? Of course, I look forward to October the way all the kids do. Put on a costume, go door to door, get candy, see whatever haunted house that somebody had set up and whatever, watch horror movies on TV. I didn't even get to do that until I was older. I'll tell you that much. Some of them gave me some nightmares. But it's all for a good cause. All for the greater good. I'll tell you what, this Disabled Awareness Month, ask yourself what it is you're doing. Are you doing something for the disabled? Are you telling yourself you're too busy? You'd rather not? You've got your own problems? We're all disadvantaged. We all need help. We've all got to look out for number one or whatever. No, look, this month, I got to tell you, see, the best thing about Disabled Awareness Month, it shows how you can still celebrate the month of October, even if you may be too old yourself to celebrate something like Halloween. Even if you feel like you're of a certain age, your health doesn't allow you to have candy, you've seen all the horror movies, they've become schlocky and they're not really scary anymore. And you know, mostly it's a lot of degenerate lunatics who run around doing whatever on Halloween night. There's a lot of people, they're not always going trick-or-treating, some just go tricking, some look to vandalize and harm and hurt. There are some wrong people out there walking the night, a night where anything goes, and everybody's looking for trouble. Everybody wants to step over the line. This Disabled Awareness Month, the handicapped need your help, your acknowledgement. Find a way to do something. Something. Now, me personally, I get on this microphone and I rant and rave and go on quite a bit about how the disabled need our help. I also basically take a moment to acknowledge them when I see them. You know? Here's the thing. I've said this before, but I mean this. So many people just, you know, they see a handicapped person. They'll open the door for them. They'll hold the door. They'll do that much. They'll try to always, don't stare. When there's a handicapped person, look away. Don't gawk. Don't rubberneck. The handicapped want to be looked at as just people. They want to be acknowledged. They don't want you to gawk at their infirmary, but at the same time, they don't necessarily want everyone to just look away. It just makes them feel lonely. But something should be done. Something important. Organic, come on, wake up and basically get on the ring, you know, with me about this. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
No. Now, tell me, when did they actually start making October official Disabled Awareness Month? When did that start?
It depends, because we got multiple factors of that. As factors of what they were doing, like what you're saying. And then as factors that come together with that, Talk Dude was doing...
What? 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 Okay. All right. The funny thing is, look, when you get older, it can basically get a lot harder to celebrate the holidays, celebrate the day. You realize more time is just slipping out of your fingers and it gets harder to celebrate. When you're a kid, you could celebrate anything. You could celebrate the day. It was just easier, wasn't it? I mean, for God's sake. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. When the leaves start falling off the trees, when you get older, I mean, it's beautiful. You know, the dead leaves crunching under your shoes, under your bike tires and all that. But the sad thing is when you get older, you start to feel your own mortality. You know what I'm talking about. We have to find a way to celebrate and enjoy life. All of us. I think this is an opportunity to do all that. You're not just helping the disadvantaged. You're doing something special this month. You're doing something special with your time. See, you have something to be grateful for. Something to be happy about. Something to do. Now, me, speaking as a handicapped person, I hope that more people get a bit aware about the disabled and basically when they go to the grocery store and they ask them for a little bit extra money, you know, just to, you know, for the handicapped, for the disabled. I hope they push the button, yes, I'd like to give a dollar or two. Once again, to get rid of these problems, to make a problem go away, everybody needs to get together and basically do something about it. Okay, look, you guys remember airline food? It used to be horrible. I mean, people made enough of a thing about airline food being so inedible. It doesn't even constitute as food to the point that they got together and do something about it. Now, airline cuisine is really good. It is now. You know why? Because enough people made a stink about it. Guidance counts used to be the most worthless waste of life on the planet. But now they really make an effort to help somebody do something with their career because enough people made a thing about it. Enough people made clear about how worthless these type of people were until they became something. It's the same thing with the handicapped or whatever. It's not just a question of getting a handout, a question of acknowledgement. We all need to be connected somehow. That's the answer. I remember basically being when I was a kid, I just felt completely alone. Somehow I wasn't like the other kids. Trouble getting along with them. There was always something, you know. They picked on me, of course. This is how all kids are to each other. This is a thing. It's a natural way of life. Kids are like this. This bullying thing pretty much goes on at whatever. I was disabled. I look forward to Halloween for all the reasons that basically kids at that age are supposed to look forward to Halloween. I did it all. I did all the things. Once again, you got to celebrate to make yourself feel young. When you stop celebrating when it turns into just another day, you get old and jaded and cynical. It's a slippery, slippery slope. Now, I remember when I first heard about such a thing as Disabled Awareness Month, I thought, now there is something that needs to be acknowledged. It needs to be done. Something needs to happen. It's a real thing. Somebody needs to do something about it. And I hope that more people would hear about this. But I basically think because we live in a country with a bad economic recession, that we're in such a bad state. Things are so bad here. There's such a problem with employment, paychecks, lack of benefits, and whatever, that nobody really basically has time to be able to afford to look out for anybody else. Things are bad, real bad. I remember the previous Disabled Awareness Month that I was a part of. I thought about them every day. Sometimes I would actually make a point to honestly, when I went to go buy something at the store, I would basically, when they rang me up, they said, would you like to give to those with disabilities? Sometimes I put the yes, sometimes I pushed yes, but a lot of times I would decline. Why? Because I was so broke. And I felt like nobody's looking out for me. I was so cynical myself, I thought, I wish, honestly, this whole country would just crumble and fall into the sea. Maybe the whole human race. The world, it just seems like we failed. I don't know. Things feel bad. I realize you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't just become, you turn into this jaundiced kind of person with a bitter view of the world. That's what a lot of people do, and it's not the way it should be. That's not the answer. We need to get better. We need to be better. Honestly. And the first step with this month, we can really do something. Honestly. I mean this. Everybody out there listening in Radio Land, I know you want to do something for Halloween, even those of you who are going to just stay home and watch scary movies. Organic, you speak. Organic. Organic. I mean, hold on a second. I'm on the phone. No, God. I'm just going to set the show back up for later and do it myself. The whole show. All right, okay, bye.